Hello there.
Hello there. Welcome back to the Sky Guys podcast. We are almost through our coverage of the Bad Batch. We are on the penultimate episode today, episode 14 of season 3, entitled Flash Strike. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Phillips. Pete Costore is normally with us today, but he is out for the week. He was trying to get off that Imperial ship and had to still stumble out trying to find himself a stormtrooper disguise. But with us instead here, as always, Nick Frietta is here. Nick, how are you?
Doing great. Can't believe we're one episode away from the finale, not only of the season, but of the show. And not only of the show, but the Clone Wars era as a whole.
As far as we're aware of.
Yeah, but they're making it seem like that on like all the social media stuff. So. Yeah.
It's going to be very exciting here to see how this show wraps up here. And we'll talk about this, I think, more in the post-series wrap-up show here. But I do feel like with the story building to the end that we've seen here, it does sort of feel like that they sort of realize after season 2, like, okay, we don't have too much more room we can go with these characters for it to be believable.
Yeah. In reality, if you were to just take this season so far, 14 episodes, and just say, if I asked you in 2 sentences what happened, what would you say?
I would say Omega escapes, gets recaptured, they try to get her back again.
That's pretty much it, right? Yeah. So there's not really much more to do.
Yeah. Not much more to do here. And since Pete's not here, I'll mention to you here. People want to subscribe to the Sky Guys, they can do so. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, Amazon, all usual suspects. Simply search for the Sky Guys if you're at podcast platforms and all episodes there. I know our friend Rural Farm Guy on Twitter was having trouble finding us. So make sure you subscribe. You get those podcasts dropped in your feed every week.
That's right. Every single week. And all it takes is a click.
Yep. Yeah, make sure you click on that here. Also, if you want to follow us on social media, how can they do that?
You can follow at Sky Guys Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, and TikTok.
Yep, you can go check out the YouTube version. Mike Phillips on YouTube. We got our fun props, our graphics here, and she just climbed up here from the little dumbwaiter here. Lego Omega is here. She's going to dip back, though, into her cell in a second.
Still here, huh?
Yeah, still here. I've not gotten more.
Also, we mentioned social media, TikTok. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, well, as of right now, as long as we are recording, they have 9 months to figure out who's going to buy TikTok in the U.S.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and let's do some Star Wars news. We have a little bit this week, Nick.
Sure. Rebecca Henderson confirms that, oh, God, you're going to have to help me with this pronunciation of the character's name here.
Vernestra Rowe.
Vernestra Rowe. That is the character she's playing in The Acolyte, will carry her lightsaber whip.
Yes.
And many people, I know already people are going to look at this and go, what is this? And they're not going to realize it's from the books. It is from the High Republic book series. This is not the first time it's going to be shown in canon.
Yes, she is one of the first characters we're introduced to in the books. I talked about this a few weeks ago to a podcast, explain what the High Republic is. She's our book character. I think she's debuts as a teenager book. This is a much older version of the character Rebecca Henderson is playing.
Yeah, I'm just positive that's going to happen. People are going to say, what is this? But whatever.
Yeah, it does stick with the creator's philosophy, though, of adhering to existing canon, so.
Yes, yes. And second and last is A Disturbance in the Force, a documentary that we covered on this podcast with the producer, Kyle Newman. That documentary is going to make its live television debut on May 3rd at 11 p.m. on Vice TV as part of their Star Wars Day marathon, which I guess is leading into Star Wars Day, or maybe it takes place over a couple days. I'm not sure.
Yeah, 11 p.m. Eastern here, and great friend of the podcast, Kyle Newman here. If you have not watched this documentary yet, go watch it because it's on free TV now. Assuming you have Vice TV in your cable package, definitely worth the watch. If you have never seen the holiday special.
Yeah, it was a great documentary. The holiday special, not so much, but we also did a great job covering it. Kyle came on. He was very, very, it was great to have him on. That was few months ago at this point, and he did a great job, and we're happy he was able to come.
Yeah, so support this documentary if you can. And is that it for the news this week?
That is it.
All right, so let's get into this episode here. Flash Strike, the penultimate episode of the show. We have exactly 22 minutes of content to cover here. Although, Nick, I will say, if you were watching this episode and you've seen shows end and like start building up the finale here, this, to me, felt a little lackluster for the second-to-last episode of a show.
It did. I said it to you off the air. I liked the episode. I thought it was a good episode, but it did not serve as a good penultimate episode.
Yeah. I think my big issue with it is more the fact that, like, usually there's that one big hook or the cliffhanger that sort of Greg says, oh, you have to be here next week for the final episode. Like, if we didn't know that next week was the last episode of the series, we would have said, oh, okay, it's just a random episode, and we'll just see what happens next week at the season finale.
No, exactly. 100% agreed.
Yeah.
Good episode, but this really didn't serve its purpose. It's the penultimate, and there's a lot to cover in the finale, and I'm confident they'll get to it. I'm excited for the finale, but I don't know if this did its job.
Yeah, because I feel like you could have mashed this week and last week together, had one longer episode instead of two shorter ones like we had.
You could have done what?
Mashed this week's episode and last week's together and had like one longer story as opposed to like two shorter ones.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. But like all in all, I enjoyed the episode. I had a good time watching it, and I don't regret watching it.
No, it was fine. It was just not like what we were hoping for. Sort of like a give you that one killer moment and say, aha, this is next week's gonna be the everything.
Exactly. I think next week's episode we'll get to our predictions toward the end, but it's gonna be very long.
Yeah. We've heard rumors about the runtime online, it's not confirmed yet, but remember the premiere of this entire show was about 73 minutes, so it wouldn't be shocking if the finale is a similar length.
Oh yeah, same.
Let's get into the plot here this episode real quick. So there's not kind of straightforward here, so in terms of, Lob is basically the team trying to infiltrate the base. At the end of the episode, we see that like they're all on Tantus, but they have not all gotten to the same place yet. The shuttle basically detaches Nick before they exit hyperspace and enter the base on foot. Echo is still on board the Imperial shuttle to find his way off. Scorch tips off Hemlock. The team is coming. They scramble fire to intercept him while the base is locked down. All pretty standard stuff here. The shuttle gets shot down. The team and Ramper escape on jumper cables. So in terms of escape methods here, what do you think of this?
Fine. I don't really have any thoughts on it. Just good idea to get them shot down just so they have to work their way into the base. Gives them something to go on during the episode. But no major thoughts on it.
Yep. Meanwhile, Hemlock is on the base. He says, you know what, like, in case they're on board the actual ship already, let's go ahead and we're going to search this vessel thoroughly. Make sure that we can't sneak these troops aboard. And I'm always concerned for our guy Echo here because I'm like, you know, maybe the clone trooper wants only one hand might have an issue.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I was getting a little concerned as well. I've said this countless times already. We're getting to that point in the season, in the series, where if someone were to go, I'm not surprised. But you know what? It didn't happen. We've gotten to the finale. We're up to it, and we haven't seen it happen yet. We lose someone, if you will.
Yeah, so I feel like there's three different tracks you can cover here with this storyline. You want to go with the team and Rampart first? You want to go with Omega and the kids first? You want to go with, I think we should say Echo for last.
But let's go with the group now, the Bad Batch with Rampart, and then we'll go into the kids.
Yeah, so basically the team basically gets shot down. They all survive the crash. They are going through the jungle here with Rampart. And I think interesting thing here is this conversation with Rampart and Crosshair, Nick, where like, they took, like, an episode where, like, we had a lot of action. This is, like, one of the few dialogue-heavy scenes we got where Rampart basically accuses Crosshair, like, saying, oh, you haven't changed. And Crosshair's like, I have changed. Like, because Rampart starts with the whole good soldiers follow orders. What happened to that? And he says, I don't trust the ones giving the orders here. And I do think it's an interesting bit of foreshadow here, definitely between some sort of Rampart-Crosshair angle next week, because at the end of the sequence, Rampart gets himself caught by the Empire. But interesting to see this Rampart-Crosshair dynamic when one worked for the others recently about like 15 episodes, like 10, like 15, 16 episodes ago.
Yeah, definitely foreshadowing something. What it is, we'll find out. My guess is that there's something going on with Crosshair next week where he has some sort of conflict where he's going back and forth between his selfishness, if you will, and helping the team. And then at the end of the day, he has to make a very difficult decision, which I will save for my prediction at the end of the episode on what exactly that is.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting here. I do think that like we have this dynamic at play between Rampart, you see Crosshair's boss before he's arrested by the Empire here. And I think Rampart is sort of like maybe voicing some doubt in himself. Like, you didn't really change. I didn't really change. Makes me wonder maybe you're saying something with Rampart also, where maybe Rampart has to make a choice here and he makes a positive choice.
Maybe we'll see. I think that Rampart's going to be a minimal part of the episode next week.
I think we still could be involved, but I do think this is more of a Crosshair foreshadow than a Rampart foreshadow.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's going on here. And while they're trying to run, they get basically to the face of a cliff where they have to climb up and get to the base, basically. They realize that we can't take so long to get around it. Rampart tries to go take a nap, and what would you describe this creature as? He falls asleep on and triggers like all out chaos. I called it like a lion troll in my notes.
I call it like, I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know what it is. A giant cheetah.
Yeah.
I guess lion troll is a good term for it. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's funny here because Rampart is like, shoot it, shoot it. And then the hunter correctly points out to say, hey, like, we're trying to hide from the Empire here. Like, if we start firing, they're going to figure out where we are.
So I thought about that, and I definitely agree with Hunter, but at the same time, this beast, whatever you want to call it, the lion, we'll call it the lion.
Yeah.
The lion's going nuts.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, the gunshots are, oh, there's someone there, but to me, the lion going nuts is also, oh, there's someone there.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would have made that big of a difference, honestly. I think the Empire should be after them anyway.
Yes. So anyway, while this is happening here, he tries to fight the thing with a knife. Doesn't work. They basically ends up, Rampart runs for the hills. They end up, the team cleverly, I feel like, sort of like gets out of Dodge and leaves the Stormtroopers to deal with the Lion Troll, which I think was a very fun, like, clever way for them to sort of dodge their tail and get out of the mess here. But Rampart gets himself caught. That's the big headline from the storyline.
Yeah, and you know he's going to spill the beans in some way.
Yeah.
So how much will it impact them? We'll find out.
Yeah, I guarantee you that Rampart Crosshair conversation next episode is going to... Rampart Hemlock conversation is definitely going to happen next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Hemlock, I'm sure, is in the know. He's like, what the hell are you doing here?
No, agreed.
Yeah,
agreed. And you know what? Now that I think about it, we said this is not like a penultimate episode, but maybe it was. Because next week, although it's a single, is essentially going to be a double.
It's good.
And I feel like you're getting the penultimate next week in the episode, and then it's just going to be longer.
Yeah.
Because I'm expecting it to be... What is your official prediction? How long is it?
I'd say over an hour.
My guess is like between an hour and an hour 10.
Yeah.
That's my guess. So you're really getting two in one there. So you're getting the penultimate and the finale in there. So this episode may not have served as a penultimate, but I don't think it had to.
Yeah. I don't think it did here. So I think that's really the storyline with Rampart here. So, and the teams is they're basically separated at the end of this episode here. Go to Omega and the kids quickly here. So Omega notices that everybody's sort of like running away with the base going on lockdown. She realizes that the aerial cannon is being fired. She says something's going on here. So I'm going to just go in my little dumbwaiter elevator situation here, figure out what's going on here. And she does witness something very interesting where she gets to the top of this tunnel that she's in. She finds what I call the miniature version of the Death Star laser, basically, as you point out off air, it's torturing a Zillow beast.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
I think it's just not very obvious what's going to happen next week, but we'll get there.
Yeah, so you think this might be a foreshadowing situation where Omega channels her brother and decides to ride the Zillow Beast.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And I know Book of Boba Fett fans, that was one of the highlights of the Book of Boba Fett, with Boba Fett riding the Rancor.
Yeah, and I think it's the reason why is simple. Like, Omega seems to be learning from all the characters she's dealt with over the show. She has the compassion of Wrecker. She has the determination of Hunter. She has the way to fight, I guess, I don't know what I'm looking for, like of Crosshair, like the way she follows the order. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But this is where she learned from Ventress, how to bond with the creature, similar to how Ventress was bonding with the, what was it, the fish?
Yeah, the goat-eyed squid, as Mac Rowers like to call
squid,
it.
Squid, squid. Yeah. So this is, she'll bond with the Zillow Beast and ride the Zillow Beast and destroy everything and everyone in the way and let all the little red, green, and blue kids out with her.
Yeah, also fun to see the little Easter egg of the mini version of the Death Star laser.
Yes. Where are we in this timeline? Death Star is...
I think it's still a design at this point.
It's like, if you remember the end of episode 3, it's like a skeleton almost. They have it like mapped out. It's probably built, or almost built, but they have no laser.
Yeah.
So...
Well, remember also, it takes a while on the laser, because I think, remember, Andor, they're building...
Rogue One is not even... It's barely done.
Yeah, because I mean, in Andor, they're building the laser in the prison. They're building the widgets for the laser.
So it sounds, my guess is that like the design of the station is done or almost, and they're working on it, and there's just no laser.
And it's very expensive.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I'm sure they're trying, if they have a lot of priorities. I mean, this may not be the top
How
of the
did the
list.
taxpayers not realize what was going on? Like, we all joke and say, where are my tax dollars going? You don't think anyone, any of the bankers in Coruscant were like, literally, where are my tax dollars going?
Well, I'm sure that they got silenced very quickly. They asked questions.
It's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
All right. So the funny part of this episode here is when Omega basically asked the other kids, say, hey, like, keep an eye out for me for any doctors or droids or whatnot. And if they come in, stall. And these guys were so bad at stalling. It's not even funny. I mean, we had one kid basically go, I'm hungry. And Dr. Skull was like, you'll get over it. I think Jax is the other kid. I think whichever one's the second kid, the red kid, was like, I feel sick. Can you check me? And then that saves like a minute. And they're like, you're fine. Move on. And the third kid is like, can I go first? Can I get my turn now? And he's like, wait your turn. So these kids had no idea what to do when asked to stall.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but what else could they have done?
Yeah, I just think it's funny that Omega just said, you'll figure it out, and like didn't give them any guidance on how to stall.
I think it was funny how the one was like, I'm hungry, and she said, you'll get over it.
Yeah. It's very Empire-ish. She's like, yeah, you'll live.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. And then we find out Omega's back in her cell in time. She lets them know, I figure out the way to get out of here, and I need your help to execute the plan here. So I am terrified to know what she thinks these inept children are gonna do to help her get out of this base.
I think they're just kind of called the distraction for her to get out to tame that beast.
Yeah.
And that's it. And she's going to tame the beast. And then once she's on the beast, it doesn't matter. You remember in Clone Wars,
Yeah.
Zillow Beast is not impacted by lasers. It's not impacted by blasters. It's not impacted by lightsabers. They're going to have to do everything and everything to take that thing down.
Yeah. Plus, remember, we saw one in season two of Bad Batch. We got one of these guys back.
Yes, true.
So, like, this might be the same one they recaptured in Bad Batch.
It probably is, right?
Yeah. Remember,
Oh, man.
they were genetically trying to modify the Zillow Beast. So, this one, who knows what this one could be capable of?
That's true. Maybe they did genetically modify it and makes it even more deadly.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why they're testing the lasers. It makes you wonder if they're trying to figure out how impervious this is to whatever damage trying to do to it.
You sure? Like, are you sure they're testing the lasers, or are they just doing that to like, or are they testing the Zillow Beast and the laser is just a way to keep it in check?
I feel like it's some combination of the two.
Okay.
All right. So now let's get to the Echo part of the conversation here. So now we're back to Echo. Echo is on board the ship. He decides, I'm going to take the Stormtrooper armor to sort of blend in. He realizes, like, oh, like, I just uses the manifest trying to figure out where, like, stuff is on the ship. The droid confronts him and says, hey, where are you? He's like, oh, routine inspection. He's like, you're not allowed back here. And then, great job. He just shoots the droid and steals the droid's hand to give him a second hand when he walks, like, under Ross's suspicion.
Yeah, well, he needs that amp, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, great job.
Yeah, great job there. And then he sneaks out the droid chute. He goes in and very clever, very, very good stealth work by him. Just sort of like quietly will fall behind the troop, a group of troops leaving and not getting interrogated by the Hemlock Detective Police.
That was an excellent job by Echo in this episode. And I'm not the biggest fan of the Echo character, but he was superb.
Yeah. Then he ends up in the lab, and this is where we're gonna end the episode. He gets confronted by Emery Carr, who she realizes really quick who he is, and she knows who she is because Omega's told her stories here. And he basically says, like, I'm here to get Omega out. And Emery Carr quickly flips and says, okay, you got getting her out without my help, and you're gonna help me get all these kids out. He's like, what kids? And she's like, there are more children here than just Omega. So very interesting situation here where Emery Carr has decided, I'm going to help get my sister and these children out of here because they don't belong with the Empire.
So, first thing I noticed was Echo started the conversation by talking about the other prisoners.
Yes.
And then Emery Carr says all of them, and he says, huh? Who else?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe I missed something.
Because I remember Echo is thinking about all the clones around the facility who've been experimented
Oh, all
on.
right. Then it makes sense. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's like, I'm getting the clones out of here. He has no idea that there's kids here besides Omega.
Okay. Got it. Emery, that is. To me, this was like the most obvious thing in the world, especially with the name, the episode titles in our last double. What was it like? No Point of Return and conflict or something like that.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I'll check the
And we
titles.
thought it was going to be about Crosshair, ended up being about her. So it was just very obvious there was some confrontation going on within her, you know?
Identity crisis.
Yeah, we knew there was some sort of identity crisis, that's exactly the title, going on within her. So, like, not a surprise at all that she's going to be helping the quote unquote good guys.
Yeah, and Echo quickly clocks that. I'm sure there's something Omega told him too, that he's like, "You're a clone. Why are you helping with this?" And that's where we end the episode, pretty much. That we have a newly formed partnership between Echo and Emery Carr to try and spring the kids from the inside. Although maybe by the time they get there, Omega will be on Zilla Beast already.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're going to have their plan. Omega's going to have her plan. Hunter and them have their plan. And probably their plans are going to mess up each other's plans.
Yeah, and you wonder like if anybody contacted any other help once they figure out where they were going. So you wonder like if we're gonna have some cavalry coming next week to sort of add to the mission here.
I mean, Rex has to be there, no?
You would think.
Like, Rex and Cody have been barely been in the season. They have to show up.
Cody hasn't even been in the season, period. Cody's been in one episode total.
And I hate to like say it, but like some of the other characters too, like not saying they need to show up at the base, but like how do we end the se or the series without having Fee show up again? Without having even Sid show up again when
I
they know
think
they're alive. Like they have to be in the episode, right?
we might not get Sid. I think we'll see Fee. Fee might be a situation where like she's the getaway vehicle.
And then like Hondo, like he has to be there. No, I'm kidding.
We've been saying Kyle has to be there for about seven shows now, and he hasn't shown up in any of them.
I can see Vader showing up next week.
That would be a wild pull, but he has not been in the entire series.
I could definitely see Vader showing up next episode. I'd actually be pretty surprised if he wasn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, the live-action cameo tracker is in very low.
I would imagine next week we honestly get possibly three, but at least two of these three with the Emperor, Vader, and Tarkin.
I think it's more if you get the Emperor and Tarkin than Vader, personally.
I really think we're gonna end up with Vader. I really do. I think that's like a way to end the show. Like he hasn't showed up in the show yet. It makes sense to have him be deployed there for whatever reason to stop with the the help. It makes perfect sense. Kind of reminds me of the end of Fallen Order. Right. I think he'll be there.
Yeah, definitely a fun conversation. Like, which of the Empire's, like a Holy Trinity here are involved in the finale of the show?
Maybe Director Krennic shows up. I doubt it, but maybe.
He's gonna be in Andor season two. We are aware of that.
Is he?
No, I'm staking in my claim on that because the character drafts.
Yeah, I mean it's a good pick.
Yeah. All right. So, anything else you want to say on this episode before we start wrapping up the stuff we do here?
The only thing I want to say is that we have now entering the finale, and we still don't know who. What is it? What do we call him? Shadow Clone. What
Number
do we
two.
call him?
Child call number
Shadow
two.
Clone number two.
Yeah. I
Yeah, we
think.
still haven't have no information. I mean, we all have our theories, and me and you have the same theory that it's tech, but we haven't still haven't seen it yet. So I'm curious. I mean, they gotta show it next week, right?
I'm starting to think that it's not going to be anybody. And I think, like, because with how much you're already trying to do next week, are you going to waste time with, like, that big a, like, reveal if it's somebody we know in the middle of this
It
big finale?
depends. Depends how long that episode is. That episode really is 75, 73 minutes, like the intro was, what do we call it? The premiere was,
Yeah.
then yeah, I think they will. But if that episode next week comes in at 48 minutes, no, they don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah, lots hanging on that wrong time here.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see what's going on with him next week. We'll do our one tracker of the week here. We got two more clones on the board. We got Scorch again, and we got Emery Carr again. So 38 clones, Nick.
38 clones. And remind me, we have one episode left. Where are we with the planets?
The planets tracker is sitting on 12. I would be shocked if we get more than that.
Yeah, it's if we do, it's gonna be 13. It's like so I think 12 is where we finish, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, because I mean, we already have Tans on the board. We have Pabu on
Yeah.
the board in case they go back. And like, the only thing would be like if Omega ends up somewhere different.
The only thing I could see is that we actually go to Coruscant. In that, like, if
Finale.
they're showing the Emperor
And
or Tarkin or Vader, that's where they are.
they're on Coruscant, basically having a meeting.
Like, exactly. Yeah, maybe we get that.
Maybe you see Palpatine's Imperial Palace.
I would love that more than anything.
Yeah. especially here. So now let's get to our MVP LVP board. These are the best and worst characters rated by us over the course of the season. Through 13 episodes, here's the board. Shalako number 2 on top of the board at plus 5. Our plus 4s are Ventress, Dr. Hemlock, Crosshair, and Omega. Emery Carr is at plus 3. Nala Se and Fennec Shand are plus 2. Kevin Kiner, Rampart, and Hauser at plus 1. Echo is at 0 after his performance last week. CX1, the Goat-Eyed Squid, Sid off-screen, Jax, and Dr. Scalder are negative, along with the Oblivious Lieutenant last week, who Rampart berated over and over again. The Empire and Fee Genoa and Rex are negative 2s. Hunter and Wrecker, negative 3. K9X1 from the premiere is at negative 4. And Imperial Security bring up the rear at negative 9 here. So Pete will give us his picks next week when he's on for the finale. He'll update what he did for this episode. So Nick starts out here. Who's the MVP of the week?
This is a tough one. I'm going with Echo.
Yeah.
I think he did a great job in this episode. I mentioned it earlier. He just was thinking on his toes. He was moving around quickly. He was doing a great job of not being caught. But there are a lot of different ways that I think you could go with this MVP and be correct.
Yeah, I think Echo is definitely one that I want to throw in here. For the sake of variety, I'm going to give it to Emery Carr this week just for this fact that, she immediately is willing to, jump on board and help the cause and make sure that they can get, these people out of here, get the kids to safety, because that's more important than her job security. So Emery Carr gets a point.
I like it. I also was thinking Crosshair. I was also thinking Omega.
Omega, yeah.
So, a lot of different ways you could have went with this. I really don't see, a good episode by a lot of characters.
Yeah, all right. So now we'll go the other way to the LVP section here. And this is a tough episode to find LVPs for.
It was. I really hope you don't go in the direction that I think you might go, but I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. So I'm going to go ahead here. And the issue is, it's like, do I just, because my immediate inclination is to go to the kids not being able to cover for Omega. Do I blame them or I blame Omega for not giving them proper instructions on how to do this? So that's my question.
I will say this. If you give it to the kids, I think we need to change Jax from the one we did to the kids, because then we're just getting two of the same entity, in a different way. But anyway, that's not where I'm going to go, and it's not where I thought you were going to go, but I wouldn't be opposed to you going there.
I'm going
to
give it to Omega here because she's been through more than these kids have. She has to give them a cover story to, try and help the Empire. I mean, yes, she does a good job finding the Zillow Beast, but there was a very good chance the cover could have been blown because these kids were very ill-prepared to stall for her.
That's fine. It's fine. I mean, interesting dynamic that I feel like Omega could have been the MVP and the LVP at the same time.
Yeah, so I'm giving her the LVP point because I feel like she could have gotten herself very screwed by not preparing these kids enough you got to tell what the lie is so they know what to do with if the Empire people show up.
Well, for me, I'm going Rampart. I feel like he was just so annoying in this episode and everything was his fault. And he's even sleeping on the wrong things. Like, everything was just wrong with him this episode. And it led to him getting caught, and it's just, he was a disaster.
It was a very bad episode for Rampart.
Yeah, he was annoying. And I feel like that a lot of times with LVPs, it could be someone who's, an ass throughout the episode. Someone who's just not nice. But there's other times where there are no characters in that sense. Like last week, I gave it to that other doctor. What was her name?
Dr. Scalder.
Dr. Scalder, because she was just mean. But this week, I feel like it was just somebody who was annoying because there wasn't anyone who necessarily did bad. He was just annoying. So I'm giving it to him.
Yeah, he was very ungrateful for the fact that he could have died 5 times over, not for the Bad Batch.
Right.
Yeah. And they could have easily just left him to die in the shipwreck.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so next up, you're going to grade the episode on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is worse than the 1978 holiday special. 10 is up there with the Prison Break episode of Andor for the pinnacle of live-action Star Wars content here. So, Nick, what's your grade for this episode?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
But it was a good episode. I'm very excited for the finale. Good job. Just as we mentioned earlier, as the penultimate, a little bit lacking.
I'll give it a 6.5. Just, I think, a little better than I had last week. I think it was a little better than that episode. I think, obviously, I would have liked a little bit more longer of an episode, so I'm going to ding it there. And for, that lack of the killer cliffhanger, I don't feel like Emery teaming up with Echo is the cliffhanger I wanted.
Yeah, we knew that was happening.
Yeah, I think, like, other than that, solid episode, solid action, definitely some fun fights in there, and good maneuvering by Hemlock as well. Like, he did a good job sort of, like, doing the best he could to get his keep his base safe.
I think we're set up for a great finale, and I think that Penultimate should do that, which it did, but it also needs to leave the audience on a cliffhanger, which it didn't.
It didn't. Like, that's the one, that's my big critique. Like, if we had, like a strong cliffhanger, whether it was, like, an identity reveal of Shadow Clone number two, or like some sort of confrontation at the base, or like a reunion or something, then I think it goes up to an eight.
All it really needed was one extra scene in a special room, Rampart talking to Shadow Clone number two, with Shadow Clone two's back facing the audience, and him saying, you know, do what you must, eliminate them, you know, whatever. And then he takes his helmet off, and then it ends with him turning around, and we see Tech's face all distorted or whatever. Yeah. That's it.
That would have been a great way to end the episode.
It would have been an extra 40 seconds, something like that, and it would have been great.
Yeah, so before we get that reveal in the finale, it sort of like gets like buried a little bit between all the other stuff we have going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the finale, the last thing here, predictions for the finale here. I think I want to go as detailed on this as we can, because this is our last prediction for this show ever here.
Let's
so
do it.
I want to point out here, we're going to just lay out and your prediction, what you think happens and who dies. I think that's the important discussion, your prediction here. Like, who do you think does not make it out of this finale alive? So I will go first here. I think that these plans all like sort of get messed up, and they're all going to be like scrambling around trying to find each other for a solid 20 minutes of the episode. They're all going to be in different places. I think for sure, like, we'll end with Omega safe off world with the kids somewhere, maybe with Ventress. And I think I'm going to say the entire team dies. All of them. I think,
like,
this
Omega
is
included?
Not Omega. I said Omega and the children are off world somewhere. They get out. Like,
so you mean like Echo's dead and Emery's dead? And
I think Echo is the safe. I think Echo is the biggest lock to get killed the bunch.
Interesting.
I think all of them die. I think Rex ends up getting there too late. That sort of motivates Rex to become more of the hermit we see later on, where he's just like hanging out with his boys, Gregor and Wolf, on that deserted planet.
Not bad.
Yeah, so it's like Omega. So but your plans go to shit. Omega kids get out. All right. Like, team dies. Rex arrives too late. So that's my prediction here. Nick, what do you think?
I'm pretty similar in that I agree all the plans will all go shit. Yep. I agree that Omega and the kids will get out. The way I think the team dies, though, I also agree that Rex arrives too late. But the way I think the team dies, though, is very different. I think that, first off, I think Crosshair is going to sacrifice himself. I think he's going to have a moment of inner conflict, and he's gonna sacrifice himself for the greater good of the team. I think what's going to happen is word is going to get to the Emperor and Vader on what's going on. And essentially what happened in Rogue One is going to happen, and they're going to blow the planet up.
So you think that they basically blow the entire base? Is blown
base
up.
The base, not the whole planet, but the base. They're going to blow the base up, and everyone on that base is going to die, including Hemlock.
That's interesting, because considering how much Palpatine is invested in the secret project, that he would blow the base up.
No, it doesn't really work, because when you get to the Rise of Skywalker, the body is not good. You know what I mean? It's like kind of messed up. And you would think, if we solved this now in 1918 BBY, by the time we get to 35 ABY, which is when the sequel trilogy takes place, this would be mastered. Something goes wrong here.
Yeah. So in your theory, basically, it's like, there's one ship to get off. Let's say it's like Emery and the kids are on the ship, and then like the team stays behind to hold off an assault, basically.
Exactly. And then I don't know about the whole planet getting blown up, because that would require the Death Star super laser.
The base gets bombarded.
The base gets bombarded and everyone dies in the base.
Yeah.
And then Fee Genoa is there to hug Omega.
Yeah. And then Rex is standing there like feeling like forlorn about it.
Yeah. And then Pelimato shows up too.
Yeah, she showed up with her Jawas trying to stab into pieces.
And Hondo.
All right, so that's our prediction for next week. So we'll be back in 1 week's time to cover the very final episode of The Bad Batch here. It's crazy to think this show is literally one episode away from completion.
I'm happy and I'm sad.
Yes. Does it cushion the blow that we're getting more Star Wars like fresh content in animated form 3 days after this is over?
Yeah, it is. It is nice.
Yeah. All right. So I'll be back next week. Nick, one more time. People will follow you. Follow us on social media. How can they do that?
At Sky Guys Podcast on Instagram, Twitter X, Threads, and for now, TikTok.
Yep. You can also check out me on social media, mphillips331, mphillips331. This week over the Just and the Suffering podcast, we did our NFL draft preview. I talked to Bill Bender of the Sporting News to break down the top prospects. I was joined by Alan Austin to do our annual mock draft for the first round. So fun pod if you have not checked it out yet.
When is this episode dropping?
Tonight.
Oh, so I can just make the prediction instead of, I like to do the, when it's dropping after the fact, I like to say, I can't believe this happened, but can you believe the Giants ended up with Caleb Williams and Malik Nabers?
Yeah. That'd be wild.
They would have no one else on their roster.
Yeah, that's for sure here. We'll be back next week to wrap it up. He'll be back for the finale as well. But until then, may the force be with you.